Welcome to Hollywood Deli. I'm your host, Blue. So listen, let's talk about it. Teen Mom, Caitlin and Tyler. Now, there's no hiding it. I have a very much disdain for these two. Not so much Caitlin, but more Tyler. And I'll get to that again. So Caitlin went on a rant. She went on her social media platform. I'm not sure which one, Facebook or Instagram, probably Instagram more likely. And she was very upset because the adoptive parents of her daughter Carly decided to cancel their annual visit with her, and they've been doing it multiple times, according to Tyler and Caitlin. Now, I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Maybe the daughter doesn't want to see you guys. Maybe she finds it stressful. Maybe the parents find it stressful to try to keep a relationship with you guys. One of the YouTubers that I follow, Grace Report, said that she felt as though watching the episodes when the adoption agency was explaining everything to Caitlin and Tyler, that they didn't let them know how final this was and that they're at the mercy of the adoptive parents in regards to the visitation. And instead, they sold them something like with that, like rainbows and glitter, where this would be so open. And also, the adoptive parents sold them that dream too. They said whatever they needed to say at that time to get that baby. And so, here's my thing. Caitlin, your anger is misguided. The person that you should be angry with is the one sitting next to you, and as you continue to have babies too. Tyler, he pushed you to give up that baby for the adoption during a reunion. I remember it was years ago. I can't find the clip, but years ago, she said that she would have kept that baby if she felt like Tyler would have been okay with it. And Tyler and his mom were very gung-ho of getting rid of that baby. And I believe, this is just my opinion, that if the cameras weren't around, he would have left Caitlin in the dust. I don't think he would have stayed with her. He's been trying to leave her multiple times. Caitlin's brother said that he's tried to divorce Caitlin like 12 times, and she cries and becomes suicidal, and he stays. And it's a very toxic relationship. And so he writes a statement because she's getting dragged online because of the rant. It split the internet. And so what did he say on his Facebook fan page, the Caitlin and Tyler Facebook fan page? I debated on whether or not I would address the post my wife made about not getting a visit with Carly. However, after seeing the comments, opinions, and theories about why this decision has been made, I felt compelled to address it. Carly is almost 15 years old. Damn, she got old quick. Throughout those 15 years, her parents have chosen not to have our mutually agreed upon annual visits multiple times. This is nothing new or foreign to our story, and there's nothing we have done in our personal lives that have influenced this decision. Yes, you have. That's a lie. Y'all have blasted them every single time they wouldn't agree to the visits. Instead of just keeping it private, you would blast them on your show and use it as a storyline and make them look like the bad guys. And so they probably are tired of y'all. All right, let's get back to it. Now, it is always disappointing and hurtful when it happens. Yes, of course. It's sad, yeah. But at the end of the day, Brandon and Teresa are her parents. In capital letters, they are the ones who have the authority to make these decisions. We can waste our time asking questions, dissecting responses, and begging for an answer, but we are not entitled to it, regardless of how much we may believe slash wish otherwise. All we can do is accept the decision without the requirement of an answer. We have to just trust that their decision is for the best interest of Carly, because that is the honor and privilege and gift we chose to give them when we decided that they would raise her and be her parents. I got a little condescending tone and level of entitlement with that last part, because that is the honor, privilege, and gift we chose to give them. Yes, you chose to give it, but it was more or less, in my opinion, your decision. Caitlin went along with whatever Tyler said. She didn't want to give that baby up. She did not. And had she had, parents who were supportive and financially stable and willing to help her become a parent, she would have kept that baby. But she had no one. She didn't have the support of her mom, who I believe was a alcoholic and drug addict, and the stepdad was, which is Tyler's dad, was a drug addict as well. And so it was no place to bring a child. But there were so many resources that they could have used, like I said before, but they decided not to. So anyway, I was going to play a clip, but I decided not to because it's really not, it's regurgitating what I've already said. It's really sad because she really needs to focus on her getting mental health therapy because she is dealing with a child that essentially is dead to her but alive. And she can't see that child every day. She can't talk to that child. And it's really heartbreaking because, what Tyler said at the end of this letter, because it's very long, I'm not going to read all of it, that it's like, with a death, it's final. You know that there's an end. With a child that's living and adoptive, it's forever a pain that it will never go away, and that she's having to continuously deal with it. And I hope at some point that she does make peace with it. But I don't know if she can make peace with it when you're living with the person who pressured you to do what you did, which is give your child away. I mean, he was crying when he gave the child away, but he was quick in a hurry to give that child away. In my opinion, Tyler is very selfish, and he has tried to leave her on multiple occasions. And yes, I'm pretty sure he stays with her out of guilt because he knows that he is a part of her mental health issues. And I feel really bad for her because she is being punished for a decision that she made as a child. See, this is why I think the laws need to change. I think if, someone wants to give a child up for adoption, especially when they're that young as her, I believe they should take the child home for at least a year, have some kind of services involved, have a therapist involved, shower them with all these resources. And then if after a year with that child, or not even a year, couple of months with that child, you still feel strongly that you want to give it up, then give it up. But I think if she had time with that child, she would have never done it. She would have never done it because she loves the children that she's had. And so I really hope she gets some peace. Anyway, make sure you like, subscribe, make sure you leave 5-star rating, and y'all have a good night.